So vegetation comes in early stages, but rock work also came in early, I believe.
Well, the Four Seasons Garden, which is the connection area between 31st and up to behind the boathouse, that was the longest timeline of construction. We finished the last rock work about 4 or 5 weeks before we opened the park. We were literally still doing landscaping and finishing all of the landscaping all the way up to the very end. That was the very last part of the entire project that was done before we opened.
Okay, about these rocks and stones and all, where did they come in from?
All Oklahoma. Every piece of rock in this entire park came from the state of Oklahoma. In southern Oklahoma, there's 4 quarries that we received rock from. Even the aggregate that's inside the sidewalk all came from below the dam at Ten Killer down in southeastern Oklahoma. Bluebird Quarry was our processor. They built a huge plant, the owner did, to cut all of the tiles of the floor here in the lodge. All the rock work was processed through there. The rock work's pretty fascinating in the sense that it's not a typical project where the mason is constructing and he just takes a stone and places it. Every one of these stones, whether it was on the building or in the landscape, had a part number, it had a coloration, it had a thickness, it had a size. It was all designed and engineered and had its own part number. In fact, I still see part numbers on some of the rocks, but we've power washed them all. But each one had its own shop drawing. Each one of them was pulled out of the quarry. It had to be a certain thing. It had to be a certain coloration and then cut a certain way and then delivered to site in order of how they were built. So these walls here in the lodge took anywhere from 3 to 6 months to build. Landscape walls all in through the wetland garden area. That was some of the first rock work that actually was done. Some of those rocks are 2 tons. The installers, they literally had to crane every stone into place 2 or 3 times to get it set, sized, and positioned. So it was a really time-consuming process.
You stacked a lot of these stones. I'm looking right outside here at the stacking of these stones. That in itself was a major project.
Yeah, this large landscape the building looks like it sits on was just almost 6 months to build that entire wall. Keep in mind, too, that when we built it, we had to take stones off. Things didn't happen the way we wanted, and we made changes as we went. But the architects were watching through FaceTime and through pictures and then on-site visits, kind of managing how it looks. Even though they draw things out in our contracts with our subs, we had abilities to make changes, like the ceiling in the lodge here. There's a 10-foot strip that was taken down and put back up 3 or 4 times.
This strip that we're looking at.
Yeah, this main strip right here. The orientation of the wood or the way the spacing worked, we were constantly adjusting and improving. Then when we finally got it, we were able to start building the rest of the ceiling, but the architects were here every single week to make sure that the ceiling looked like it does today. It's just an actual masterpiece. Everything here had drawings, but everything here was managed as it was put in by the architects. MSME did the ceiling and the buildings, and MBVA did the park. Their attention to detail, I've just never seen anything like it. It's why it's such a special place.
Right. As we're in here, the lodge, people are coming in. They probably brought in some donuts and coffee, and they're just sitting here looking out at this great view that you and I are looking at. It's kind of neat how people are taking time to do that.
Yes, I think part of the most rewarding thing is watching people in the park. I was out here so much with the construction workers. You know, we had, at the high point, 700 people here on site working, but the most rewarding part of this project has been coming and walking through the park and just seeing people having fun. Kids in the playground laughing and screaming and playing, and even the simpleness of the seating in here and people looking out and having a peaceful moment. Someone said that it's like having a vacation in Tulsa. You just don't even feel like you're in Tulsa.
What are we looking out over here?
Well, you're looking out over Peggy's Pond. It's a little smaller than 3 acres of this pond that runs through the center part of the site. Then you're out looking at Mist Mountain, which is the water feature. It's winterized now, but the water feature and these large landscape stone walls and pathway up to the top of the water feature. And then the wetland garden area here on the north, you can see. In the wintertime, everything kind of fades, and the trees, of course, lose their leaves, and so you can see through everything. You have much better views in the wintertime. But when spring comes, the trees thicken up and the leaves, and it'll be hard to see out as far as you do today.
I came here maybe about a month ago, came into the lodge. There were about 5 ladies sitting there knitting. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
There they were, looking at what you're looking at, and then just came in. Well, where are we going to knit? Well, let's go to the lodge.
This game table that we're sitting at to do the interview, my kids love to sit and play chess. Of course, they have to have our driver's license to get the chess pieces, but they run down and get the chess pieces and they love to play chess. But you see people checking their email. You know, they may be remote workers. We have someone in the solarium that's got a business meeting. They all came in. People are finding ways to use the park that aren't really traditional park uses. They're finding ways to make this part of their life. And I think that'll just continue for years to come.
Were there ideas you had to absolutely abandon? Were there any that you said, you know what, that was a great idea, but it's not going to work?
There really weren't. I mean, we had in the beginning a lot of ideas. We ran out of space. Like Michael and his team, how they look at programming and how they look at what you would consider active use or passive use within the park. That was something that the foundation also felt was very important. We visited, 20 plus parks across the United States. Tulsans, we kind of take our land and our parks for granted. We have a lot of them. We're very, very fortunate. When you go to large cities on the coast, particularly, their parks are not as expansive, but they're super actively programmed. So that was something that was going to be different about the gathering places, that we wanted the programming to embrace and engage people in a way that they had not been before. Tony and his team, just in our 100 days of opening, we've gotten Tulsans from all over our city to this park, and we wanted it to be a park for everyone. So Michael and his team concentrated on helping us make sure that we had active park space and active programming. But we didn't have anything that we really scrapped. We did a lot of design work. We probably spent the most amount of time on the playground design. It took us a long time to get to this final design. And we sacrificed certain things out of it. But one of the things I didn't want that I remembered through the RFP process when we walked, architects would say things like, well, we were going to do this, but we couldn't do that. And gosh, we wish we had done this. It was originally planned this way, but we couldn't get it done. I told our architects, MBVA, I said, I don't want any regrets. I never want you to be able to walk through the park and say, oh man, if you had only seen my original concept. I didn't want regrets. And our board, we talked a lot about this. I told them, we want this to be a city-changing park. And that's what we set out for. That's what our donors expected. When we got the donation, the $16 million from Williams, Alan Armstrong wanted a place that he could attract and retain top talent. And that came from One Oak when they made their commitment and Quick Trip. These companies need bright talent. They have to have city amenities that they can attract and retain these folks. So when we looked at the design, we didn't want any regrets. We did that for our donors. We did that for our board. We wanted it to be something different and something special.